Good Tuesday morning. This is Mark with another OSM Audivo. And this week our theme was Be Mind. Actually, this morning I am joined with none other than Josh Snyder.
What's up, guys?
Yeah, he's alongside of me today, and he's going to help with this Audivo. So I'm pretty excited about that. I'm stoked. But this week our theme was, do you remember it, Josh?
Yes, I do. It was Be Mine.
Yes, it was. So our theme was Be Mine, and I just had this feeling because it was Valentine's Day, and we like to talk about gushy things with the heart, right? Yes, heart. So our theme was Be Mine, and just has to do with our heart and really God's desire to have our heart completely. And I told a story. You remember the story, the two people in the story, their names?
Melissa and David.
Yes, he got
Melissa
it.
And David.
A good listener here. See, this is exciting. It is. Melissa and David just pursued Melissa with all of his heart, and he just kind of ran after her, and it's like he saw nobody but her, but Melissa wanted other things. She wanted other people. She didn't like Dave the way David loved Melissa, and eventually they got married. Moral of the story, don't do drugs. You got that?
Yeah, I got that.
All right, don't do drugs. David is kind of like a God figure in this story where God just pursues us, and he wants to be close to us. And I feel like more than anything, God wants our hearts. That's what he wants. He's calling out to us saying, be mine, be mine. You guys might remember the story of Moses, how he God rescued the Israelites, and he used Moses to do it, and he brings them out of Egypt. And then once they get out, God gives them the Ten Commandments. And these are the things that are kind of important for Israel, for the country, to really understand who God is and what he desires. And one of the first things, actually the first commandment that God gives them is what, Josh?
You shall have no other gods before me.
No other gods before me. And what do you think that means?
That means nothing else comes in between you and God. It's you and him.
Huh. That's crazy. So the first thing that God desires is just that nothing would get in the way of their relationship with God. That's crazy because the history of Israel, things have always gotten in the way of the people's relationship with God. And I think it's a trend that continues on, what, even today, huh?
Yeah.
You think there's a lot of things that get in between our hearts and God's?
A lot of things.
Like what? What's your...
Most thing I notice is the phone.
The phone. Josh hates the phone. He says, get rid of the phone. But yeah, things can be God's in our life. And actually, God set up other commandments, one of which was not to marry other people who had other gods. Why?
That would entice you to follow their gods and their ways.
Absolutely. And the heartbeat of God is just for us to be completely his. He's saying, guys, be mine, be mine. If you want your life to be successful, if you want things to go well for you, be mine. In the course of history, Israel, they kept turning from God. Their hearts hardened is what they called it. It's just when we get a hard heart, we kind of reject everything that God wants. And they turn from God, and what God would end up doing is kind of taking his hand of blessing off of them. And then these other nations and would just come in and completely wipe them out and scatter the people. And then the people would be like, oh God, why did you let this happen? And they're crying out. And it's crazy. They cry out and God goes, okay, I hear you. My heart's to be with you. And I appreciate that your heart's to be with me. So he kind of brings them back together again. It's kind of a story of kind of our lives too. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yes, 100%. He said 100%. But there's something in us, like the story of Melissa and Dave, that people tend to run from God. Even though that's the safest place, it makes the most sense. We think there's something better, there's something more enticing, but there isn't. And God wants us to be his. He's saying, have no other gods, have nothing before me. He wants our hearts to be entwined with his forever and ever. So we're just going to pray, and I encourage you to read this. This is in Deuteronomy chapter 5. It's the Ten Commandments. It's just a good place to start because it's a bit of the heartbeat of God. God, we thank you for this day, and we ask that you would help us to understand your heart, how you want our full attention, our full devotion, undivided. God, help us to give that to you and really understand what that means. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
See you guys tomorrow.
Yep, see you guys.